I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Bettina Yonick has had a long career as a multi-talented singer, performer, and director. She's worked in classical music, opera, and the theater. One of her best-known works was an album she released back in 1975. It was called The Bitter Mirror, songs by Bob Dylan and Bertolt Brecht, and it's just been released on CD for the first time.
You that never done nothing but build to destroy.
The album juxtaposes two sets of protest songs written for two very different audiences. Bertolt Brecht was a poet and lyricist in Nazi-era Germany. Bob Dylan, of course, was writing music in America during the Vietnam War. And musically, Bettina Yonick says the performance required her to leave her comfort zone.
I have a very, very well-trained voice, and projection is no problem. You know, it's part of the training. And what I do achieve in those particular collections of songs is to take that classic training and to be able to give it a visceral edge, which you never do when you're singing classically, because you're always worried about spoiling your voice, you know, and there's very little in the classic repertoire that demands that. But those songs need that edge.
Yonick says she conceived the song cycle in Portugal in 1974. It was a time of political turmoil there. Witnessing it and performing Bertolt Brecht's songs after, Yonick was struck by how protest songs can be relevant in a time and space different from their own. And that's why, she says, she decided to combine the compositions of Brecht and Dylan into one performance.
When I put it together, I wanted to break the time lock, which is always imposed on, in a sense, politically motivated texts. Everybody is very... It's a comfort zone for them to leave it, like with Brecht in the 20s and the 30s and the Second World War. The moment you break that time lock and put it with somebody like Dylan, it just gave it an immediacy and an energy that is lost over a period of time when songs are written for a particular political reason.
John was surrendering to me nearby, and George was promoted to sergeant. But in the army you don't must throw away, and you march off the track to the Northlands. To live a soldier needs hands and mortar, from here to over there. And through the rain one day we'll face the full array, face of us unknown races, round our pale sick faces. Then maybe we can make a glimpse of heck of raw meat.
What's your approach when the music is strong already? I mean, do you feel as though you need to add to it? Do you try to back off?
Well, the thing is, when I decided to put Dylan and Brecht together, yes, I started going through Dylan printed songs. I never sat listening to Dylan records. The only Dylan track I ever listened to was Rolling Stone. And I regretted that forever, because the moment you hear somebody interpret something, your choices are already sort of dominated by what you've heard before. So having listened to Dylan's track of Rolling Stone, I had a terrible time coming to terms with it. And the only way that I could bring myself to interpreting it was to turn myself into the voice saying, you know, hey, you out there, you stupid bitch on the beat, you know, how does it feel now, darling, you know, and really aim it at somebody who I was actually focused on, which is not what Dylan wanted in the song at all, from what I can gather. I think he meant it for drug pushers or something, you know, whereas I meant it for this stupid cow who had it all good and now she was, you know, walking on the streets. And I thought, how does it feel, darling, you know, drink it down and taste the bitterness of it all. I always had to go for her gut.
How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. Like a rock.
I had the same problem on the other side with the Brecht file, Pirate Jenny, because that, you know, that's been recorded, I don't know how many thousands of times, so that the only way I could do Pirate Jenny and stamp it with my own interpretive bend to it was to, you know, scream out, you know, cut off all their heads, you know. I was able to give an edge to Pirate Jenny, which is never, ever there, never used.
And the ship with its sails flown, and with 50 big cannons, we'll tie up at the wharf.
If you were to re-record now, say, and I don't know if you feel like you would or not, but if you were to re-record, say, like a Rolling Stone,
yes,
would your target of...
I don't think the Rolling Stone would change.
That wouldn't change. It would still be that woman.
No, she's still that stupid bitch out there, you know. Sorry.
Why are you so angry at that SB?
Because I was brought up as an ethnic in California, and I know that bitch like the back of my hand, you know.
And ethnic because you had Croatian immigrants.
That's right. Yes. Well, you know, they always talk about the melting pot, you know, but you never totally melt in the pot, you know. And we spoke Slav at home, and then I spoke American when I went out the front door, and my mother had a very thick accent, as did my father, etc. So that you never lose being an ethnic in America, and it's very schizophrenic, because on the other hand you become very American the moment you walk out the front door. You are very American in your attitudes and how you function and how you hassle, how whatever you do, you know. But there is an inner part of yourself that makes you always an exile. You're always in a sense an exile, although you are part of that community that you have been brought up in. It's because I certainly don't feel comfortable in Croatia, for God's sake, you know. That's really...
You're an American in Croatia.
I'm an American in Croatia, yes.
Bettina, it's so nice to talk to you. Bettina Janek, thank you.
Thank you.
You've gone to the finest schools, all right, Miss Loney, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody ever taught you how to live in the streets, but now you're gonna have to get used to it.
That's singer Bettina Janek. Her 1975 album, The Bitter Mirror, songs by Bob Dylan and Bertolt Brecht, is now out in digital form for the first time. You can hear more from the album at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins.